18 a las 5:56 ng umaga. Good morning, baby. Thank you for giving me the ocho last night. Thank you for giving me the ocho last night, and I appreciate it so much. I'm sorry that it's becoming a burden to you, but I appreciate it so much that you only do this for me. Thank you so much, love, for expressing how you need me, how you crave for me, how needy you get because of me. Thank you for everything. I just want you to know that I cannot give myself to anyone anymore. Replace you. I cannot love anyone else ever again. Unless you tell me that you don't love me too. And unless I hear it in person from you, that you don't want me. Only then, maybe, only then, I would stop fantasizing about you, but I cannot stop loving you. It's different. Fantasy and love are different, two different things. Yes, I fantasize you, but I also love you. That's why I fantasize about you. I don't fantasize about anyone in this world, only you. I want you to know that I am addicted to you, that I only come for you. I cannot quit you anymore. You're the only one I ache for. That I come thinking about you, how you fuck me so hard. We are so drawn to one another, aren't we? What we have, it's so unnatural, it's so magical. But you know what? I also want to prove myself to you every day. Every day. I want to be part of your day. I want to be part of your morning, your afternoon, your evening, even midnight, and do you think it's easy? It's not easy, baby. But I do it. I can do it all because I love you. I think of you every day, every hour, every minute. Nobody else, just you. Why? Because I love you. I admit that I gained some attention from here on Reddit and here in real life. Yes, of course, I gained attention because they say I'm beautiful, they say I'm kind, they say all those things, but the connection I have with you, I cannot find in them, in anyone, from anyone in this world. I only find it in you. The connection that I have with you is so different, fucking different. And I like it, to be honest. I really like the connection I have with you. It's also true that I can be with someone else too, but I chose not to. Or I experimented myself. I tried to entertain other people, but none of them can compare to you. Your intelligence, your humor, your sensuality, your knowledge in music. Fucking, I fucking love that about you. No one else has that. It's only you. You have these qualities that they don't have. You are the only person who has this combination of qualities that I like. Everything I like in my ideal man list, I find it in you. It amazes me though. That an ideal man can be real. I thought it would be just a scratch paper, but no, I find it all in you. You're intelligent, you're very loving, very gentleman. You're fucking handsome. I wanna kiss you all over from head to foot. You're so sexy. Damn, you're so sexy. If I am sexy, then you are more sexier than me. Why? Because you're older than me, baby. You've gained a lot of knowledge in sexuality, in sex, in everything, and so you are more fucking sexier than me. And you know what? Baby, I know you don't believe me. I know you just believe me thinking that I love you, but you don't believe directly that I love you because of the distance that we have. And I understand that. Believe me, I understand. But the thing is, it's very real. baby. What I have for you, the decisions I have to make, the decisions that so hard to make, how I decided to end my 9-year relationship because I fell for you. Fucking hard, but I had to find the courage to end that relationship, because if not, then I'm just fooling myself, right? I cannot stay in a relationship while I'm in love with someone else. It will be unfair to the three of us. It will be unfair to him, because why would I stay with him when I don't love him? And he obviously sees it. He obviously feels it. It will be unfair to me, because why would I fool myself to stay in that relationship when he's not the one I love? And it will be unfair to you, because why would I stay with him when you're the one I love? So I made the decision to throw all of those memories, all of those 9 years that we had, just to be free to love you. I want to love you. It's the reason why I ended up things with him. I want to freely love you. The sacrifice I made for you, I know you still don't believe me. It's so hard, baby. It's so hard. After a year of proving to you how much I love you, you still don't believe me. How I gave myself to you. I've never done anything like this ever before for anyone else. Only to you. Never make an audio for anyone ever before. I only did this because of you. I've never done this because, first of all, I don't like my voice. And second of all, I am not good in speaking English. But then I fell for you, and you said that you like my voice. So I believed you that when you said that my voice is very nice, I believed you, and it motivates me to practice my English speaking by using your scripts. And truly, it made me improve. You can tell, right? That I have improved. It's all because of you. You helped me to become better. And I know it's really hard to believe that what I have for you is real. So maybe that's the reason why you don't want to take the risk of meeting me in person, or I don't know. I really want to meet you in person, maybe. I really need you in person. Give me a chance to prove myself to you in person, please. I understand if you don't really like to see me in person, because I know it's expensive, it's very time consuming. And you think that maybe I'm not worthy to take the risk. That maybe I will turn you down once you get here. But maybe I've made so many sacrifices for you already. Doesn't it make you feel that, like, give you the assurance that I am very sure of you? That I won't turn you down once you present yourself to me. I cannot love anyone else anymore. I tried to distance myself to you from the very beginning, but look at me right now. I'm fucking crying because I love you. Fuck. What the fuck? Yes, I know. I hear you. I hear you. You're saying, you're denying that no, it's not real. You're just infatuated. Fucking shit. Infatuated. 1 year. Infatuated. Bullshit. You've sacrificed everything. Infatuated. Fuck. I'm just so you know that how I am all in for you, how I want to take all the risk for you. Just a brief summary of what I've done for the past year. I have told my parents that I have a man in my life right now. The reason why I broke up with my ex. And I told my father that he's 15 years older than me. He approved. He said that age doesn't matter. I have also told my friends that I love a man who is my dream guy, the man of my dreams. And fucking shit, my relatives know that I am in love with you. I mean, that picture of the clan I am sending you, they all know about me being in some kind of a relationship with you. They know. I know they will judge me. I know that people might judge me. But the fuck I care. I don't care. I've sacrificed so many things for you, baby. I have turned down the offer of my aunt to go to UAE because it doesn't, honestly, to be honest, it doesn't seem right to fly and go to UAE. Because what seems right to me is to stay here and wait for you to come here and see me. Maybe. I don't know what proof can I give to you. I've given everything that I have. I have given up everything that I have. I have given up my long-term relationship. I've given up my innocent image. I've given up my maybe some of the relationships with my friends or family members, I don't know. It's okay. It's all worth it because it's you. That's how much I love you. I will give up everything for you. I will give up living here in this country just for you. I will give up my freedom just to exchange for your love for me, for your possessiveness for me, because I want to be owned by you. I want to exchange my freedom with your love for me. I don't know if this makes sense to you at all, but at this point of my life, I want you to know that I only come for you. I only think of you. I can only love one person, and that is you. I can only give my whole body just to one person, and that is you. I cannot give it to anyone else, because I don't know, baby. I cannot hold anyone else's hand because of you. I only want to hold you. You're the only one I can fuck, or I can have a breathing session with. I do this only for you. Everything I do this for you. Every word I say it because I want to express how much I love you. Everything I think of because I want to make you happy. I want to make things that will make you happy. I only use my body, my fingers for you. I only come only for you, thinking about you, recording it for you to make you hear it. I want you to hear how much I fucking crave you. I love you so much. That's all I'm saying. And I just want you to give me a chance, please. Please. Just give me a chance to meet you in person. Let me prove to you that I love you for real. And please don't doubt me. It's so hard. Because it feels like you're invalidating all my sacrifices for you when you don't believe me. Thank you, baby. Thank you for everything. I appreciate you all the time. I love you so much. I really love you. I really do. I really do.